there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. My guest today is an incredibly impressive young woman with a passion for climate justice and advocacy. Madhvi C. from Colorado has accomplished more in her 13 years than most of us will do in a lifetime. Since the age of 5, Madhvi has championed sustainability, successfully eliminating styrofoam from her school's cafeteria. She's worked to pass legislation with local and state officials. She is a UN advisor, a Time Magazine Kid of the Year, and the founder of the nonprofit Madhvi for Eco-Ethics. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Madhvi. She is going to tell us all about this passion that she has. She calls herself an eco-warrior, and that is just perfect for Earth Month that we're celebrating right now. Hey, Madhvi, how are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for reaching out to me and being on the podcast. So start from the beginning. Tell us how old you are, where you live, what grade you're in, all that good stuff. And then start from the very beginning. Tell us everything about this work, how you got this passion, what was the spark?
So, like you said, so I'm Madhvi. I'm a 13-year-old eco-warrior, and I'm a freshman in high school, and I live in Arvada, Colorado. So, yeah, I've been doing all this, like, eco-ethics work, I'd say, or eco-work, since I was 5 years old. And my inspiration was I watched a CNN documentary called Midway the Plastic Island. It showed, like, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, plastics, like, all over the oceans, on the beaches, seabirds, aquatic animals eating those plastics and all, like, dying because, like, they cannot digest them. And, like, all that kind of stuff, like, how plastic affected the environment there, especially since it's all, like, trash that's been flowing from the water currents from civilization, which is, like, really far away. Yeah, that, I was heartbroken that day, and that's, like, I want to do something.
Sure.
And that's what inspired me.
So what did you do from there? How did you get started?
After that, I wrote a book called Is Plastic My Food? Like a children's book for raising awareness about plastic pollution. After that, I wanted to do more. And so I started a nonprofit called Madhvi for Eco-Ethics. Then I worked with like Mr. Ed Perlmutter, or who was the then U.S. Congressman and then Governor John Hickenlooper and Governor Polis. It's good for Earth Month, so I'll say to declare April as Plastic and Styrofoam Pollution Awareness Month, and also March as PFAS Pollution Impact Awareness Month, but that was in 2022. Yeah, then I worked with my school district, Jefferson County Public Schools, to make a switch from styrofoam lunch trays, because before they were, like, for serving students in school lunch, that sort of thing, to compostable bagasse trays, and now I'm planning to switch that to stainless steel as well at some point, because it's just better.
That's even better, right?
Right. That was in 2018 to 2019, because for a whole year I had to sit in, like, food and nutrition task force, like all the meetings for an entire year, like doing all the discussions and getting everything ready. But after that, it was it was so worth it. And I was so excited when it finally happened. Then I started a signature campaign for, like, banning styrofoam containers and single-use plastic bags all over Colorado, because then I brought up for bringing about a law on that. I worked with then state representative, now state senator, Ms. Lisa Cutter, and many other Colorado legislators on bringing about this law, as well as, like, I did so many testimonies, emails, like, just talking to legislators, talking to the governor, a lot of work. And yeah, during the session, I had to miss a lot of days off school.
I mean, and what is sort of extraordinary there is in 2018, you know, you were quite a young child, right? So to have the ability to speak to all of these folks and to have them listen to you, I guess that was going to be my primary question here is, how did you get them to listen to you, right? Like, you're a little person going in there with a lot of strong opinions, and clearly you researched this and you're not just talking, you know, some kind of nonsense. You knew exactly what you wanted to say, and you were very well prepared. But we can all agree here that a child of, you know, 8 or 9 years old is not going to get paid attention to in those environments. So how did you gain access to all of these high powered people?
Mostly, like, I'd say I call it brute force, but more like just trying everything to get in contact with them. And then just trying to convince them, however.
Right. And what's interesting, as a child, maybe they were sort of curious, and maybe that opened some doors for you in a way that if it were an adult knocking on their door would not have. So I just really love your tenacity there. That's pretty incredible. And tell me more about these, you know, these legislative sessions and these laws that have been passed. I would assume, since Colorado is a place that really is, you know, so much natural beauty, and I'm sure so many people there who do care about these issues in a way that perhaps they don't in more industrial types of places. But did you find that the legislators that you were working with had a similar view of these topics that you did, and that's why they were so willing to work with you?
Yes, quite a few legislators, especially Ms. Cutter, are definitely extremely supportive, and I'm very thankful for them. They did a lot to bring about the law, and then we all pushed, so.
Sure. No, it's incredible. And I want to hear more about your nonprofit. You kind of threw that in there, Mod V for Ecoethics. So exactly what does it do? Is it a 501c3? Do you raise money? Do you raise awareness? Do you have events? Tell us a little bit about that, because that's really what the podcast is about, is celebrating your story and your passion and your purpose, but also what is the work that you do and how did you set all that up?
Yeah. So Mod V for Ecoethics is a 501c3 nonprofit. We want to get grants at some point, but we've never been able to. So everything's from my parents' money, and I'm so thankful for them as well. But mostly, yeah, I raise awareness, and I also recently started the Ecoethics Global Movement at around 2021-ish or 2022. And we have branches in Bangladesh, Sierra Leone, Zambia, Zimbabwe, India, so many countries. Yeah, and pretty much just to help other people start their own environmental projects and helping and making their area better. Yeah, so it is mostly raising awareness and then large scale policy change.
So what do you see happening here in the future? I mean, you're only 13. You would like to grow this, it sounds like, globally. Do you hope to get grants and other things? Is that something that you're trying to pursue?
Yeah, I'll be starting to do more grant applications. But my big current project right now is there is a 500,000 square foot distribution center or warehouse that is going to be built in right next to my house in the McIntyre area. And it's in a residential area and also in a residual radioactive contaminated site. So in a brownfield pretty much, with a bunch of radioactive material, which we do not want to touch when you're building something, cause it's just a big health impact. It also has many schools, childcare, daycare centers, senior homes, which is also very bad. The truck routes and school bus routes, also I think they clash or they're the same thing. And that is all just disproportionately impacting young students, because children are in the developmental stage of life. And so everything bad is just going to be worse for them.
Sure. And so what are you doing to try and stop that?
I've been doing a lot of petitions. Currently, I have around 3,000 signatures. I'm also speaking to legislators, the Jefferson County commissioners, on bringing about laws and stopping this warehouse and also stopping any other high industrial developments in residential areas and around schools.
Absolutely. I'm shocked to think that you're the only person raising any alarms around this. I mean, are the schools screaming? Are the people who are the homeowners? I mean, I would imagine there's a whole coalition of people who want to stop this. I'm delighted that you're helping to lead the charge, but it's just unbelievable to me that they can come into a residential area and do these things that are going to have impacts, as you pointed out, so far reaching to so many different groups of people. It's terrible. Do you see that potentially having a positive impact? Do you think that the petitions and the legislators and the everyone screaming and yelling is going to make a difference?
Yes, I really hope so, that they'll stop, or like the county commissioners will say no to building that. Like, we need some sort of setback, anything that will just help it, and also for like nothing else in the future like this happening.
Of course, right. Stopping one doesn't necessarily stop the next person from coming in and trying to do the same thing. So, wow. Well, good for you. You know, I like to highlight activism and young people who have a passion for something and they really, you know, get out there and make their voices heard. It's so, so important. You, even though you can't vote, right, and you're not able to hold a job or pay taxes or whatever, you are a constituent of these legislators, right? You have an opinion, you have a vote, your family has a vote, your family pays taxes, but more importantly, you have a voice, and this is your future and your health that you're talking about here. Well, Mavi, this is really, really wonderful and so, so important. Can you tell us where people can follow along, learn more, maybe reach out to you to become an ambassador in their own state, in their own country? So any social media or website or anything like that you want to share?
Yeah, I have a Twitter and Instagram, and also you can just contact me on my website, because here it is up there. hopefully you can read it.
So it's Mavi for Ecoethics. I'm going to put all of this in the show notes so everyone can spell all of that correctly. And it's the number 4. Yes.
Yep.
Amazing.
So I'm also a United Nations child advisor, and I worked on the formulation of the United Nations General Comment number 26, which is on children's rights, on like protecting them, like governments and businesses protecting them from that are affected by the climate and environmental crisis. Yeah, I've spoken with like the United Nations, like UNFCCC, that kind of thing. Also the UN General Assembly, both in New York and also United Nations Geneva, like related to children's rights, as well as the PFAS, like that sort of thing.
I mean, it's incredible because, again, hearing your voice as a young person speaking out for other young people, I really do think it makes a difference. It makes people pay attention in a way that they wouldn't otherwise. Well, Mavi, this is all really, really wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. We're wishing you the best of luck. We're counting on you to do this work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.